I want to welcome Scarlet Red to Upcoming Disc today. How are you?
I'm doing well.
So tell us how you heard about the movie All American Bikini Car Wash.
Well, actually, my agent found out. Apparently, the girl who was supposed to play Tori, or the actress who was supposed to play Tori before me,
yeah.
She, I guess, ended up with another job that she took, or mm-hmm. she just couldn't do the part. And they called me up last minute, thinking I fit the part, and I winged it, and it turned out to be awesome.
Well, yeah, you sure did a good job. And tell the audience a little bit about who Tori is. Explain who she is.
Tori is definitely the girl next door. She is bisexual, and she is the type where all the guys want her but can't really have her, and including girls and guys, I guess.
Right.
But, yeah, she's just kind of the girl next door, the hot one, friendly with everybody. But nobody really gets a piece of her.
Your cast had a good chemistry with each other. That's one of the strong points of the entire film. So what kind of things did you guys do either before or during the film to kind of build up that bond and chemistry that you guys had?
That's hard to say. I feel like my first day, my audition was basically a read-through.
Right.
And we all kind of bonded and got to know each other, and we're just all down-to-earth people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very open to meeting new people and kind of just seeing where they come from and their backgrounds and how we can make a great movie. And I guess one of the bonding activities we did, there was a part of the movie where we were advertising our car wash.
Right.
We were on the strip. So we all kind of bonded during that part of the film. And that was filmed earlier on. So, yeah, I feel like that was kind of a bonding thing we did, too. We all ended up, going out, having fun, and just really getting to know each other.
I guess being set in Las Vegas made it a lot easier for you guys to get together and have some fun off the set, right?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
So what kind of things did you guys do?
Offset or on-set?
Well, offset. I mean, together, because I'm really interested in this chemistry and this bonding you guys did, because it comes through quite well on the film.
Kind of difficult to explain. We just kind of had that chemistry right off the bat. We're just a good group of people who kind of just click. And I guess we hung out in our hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
I know that on the set, it was rainy. There was one of their car wash scenes.
Oh, no.
And it was freezing because we were in bikinis. So all the
right.
girls who kind of came up with a song, and we're like, shake that booty, shake, shake that booty. And we're kind of like all dancing around. So those girls kind of bonded that way. We went out for dinner a lot. We just hung out with each other 10 days straight. So that kind of, I guess the bonding built up as we went on.
Yeah. I'm told also that it wasn't necessarily very warm, so it must have been tough being out in those bikinis.
That it rained on one set, and we were kind of singing that song to keep warm.
Right. So what else did you have to do to kind of prepare for the part? You said you didn't have a lot of time because you were kind of replacing someone who left. So did you do any extra preparation to kind of get yourself into Tori?
I kind of looked into Kira Reed's character.
Mm-hmm.
And I also was just thinking in my mind, the girl next door. And
right.
I grew up as an all-American girl, kind of girl next door in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just kind of like going back to my roots.
Yeah, and the film, as it turns out, is doing quite well. It's cracked the top 10 in DVD sales. Is that anything you expected when you were putting this together?
No. Actually, it wasn't. But it's a pleasant surprise. It's an awesome surprise. So, yeah, I mean, of course I wish the best for it, but
yeah.
I didn't know it was going to reach the top 10. That's awesome.
Yeah, and of course, beside the obvious of some cool cars and some babes in bikinis and such, what makes it different?
It's the cinematography that was kind of like the main point, and I thought the sound effects were really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd give it up to Ryan Brown who did that. I thought that definitely contributed. I mean, I guess you could say the chemistry, and also I feel like the sound effects and mm-hmm. the cinematography that was used by Ryan Brown was fabulous. I thought Rod did a wonderful job at directing it,
yeah.
making us feel comfortable and natural
mm-hmm.
on film. And I think that's definitely what added to the success of the film, for sure.
And is that hard? I mean, you're sitting there, you're having fun, you're frolicking around in this in a bikini and with this car wash stuff going on. Is that hard to feel natural, to feel secure in a situation like that?
for me, it's quite natural. Mm-hmm. I grew up loving to be in front of the camera, so sure. That was kind of a natural thing for myself. But for example, when we used the soap for the car wash,
right.
I got an irritation from the
soap. Oh no!
Yeah, so I got some red spots on my body, and I was kind of stressing out and freaking out that I couldn't be natural and Tori without looking at it, feeling, you know, beautiful and confident,
right.
Like Tori would. And so that was kind of a challenge, but I went through it. I hid some spots, but mm-hmm. I just like got irritated and tried to take care of it as soon as possible.
Right.
So yeah. I guess that's an example.
Well, and you said that Rod made you feel real good and secure and such on the set. What kinds of things did he do that created that atmosphere that was so important?
He was a very good listener.
Yeah.
So he definitely heard us out, which was always nice. And I know it's hard, I guess, like working with the director because they definitely have a vision in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if, I guess, one of the actors kind of changed that up a little bit, he was very open to it but still got his vision across. So I think that was just the talent in what he did.
Uh-huh. And what about your fellow castmates? I mean, did all of them help to make you feel comfortable on the set?
Yeah. Jason Lockhart was a great guy to work with. He was very funny mm-hmm. and spontaneous, and he always kept us up. He also helped the production by being the producer.
Right.
And, yeah, so it was just, I don't know, it was a great cast. We all connected very well. Yeah.
And I'm sure you guys got a lot of attention while you were in Vegas, while you're filming, especially when you're doing the stuff you're talking about on the strip and such. How was that?
Oh, so much fun. It was a little awkward because there was definitely real, normal people around us.
Right.
So yelling bikini car wash, people actually thought that we had a car wash.
Well, I bet some of them were disappointed.
Yeah, so they're just a little like, oh my gosh, what? Bikini car wash? Let's go. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And
yeah.
Kind of bonded, screaming bikini car wash, and jumping around, being really excited and goofing around. And, you know, definitely felt like being a kid again.
Well, I guess that's a big part of it, is doing something like that.
Yeah.
Do you see any chance of seeing Tori again? Do you think maybe you might return to the car wash?
I mean, Tori's a very valuable character in the story.
Yes.
So I would hope so. Sure, I'm up for a second one. Let's go sequel.
Well, and once again, the movie's been rather successful for a DVD. It's selling all over the country, and that means you guys did something special for a small-budget film. And I always believe that one of the reasons for the success is that you guys weren't pretentious at all. It's not one of these films like a lot of filmmakers make, and they're trying to feel like they're making like the next American classic. You guys made a film that's fun. People see the title, they know what they're going to get, and they know they're going to have some fun, and that's really all they're going to watch it for. And you guys give them a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was definitely what we wanted to get across, and I'm definitely glad that you see it that way.
Yeah, so tell me what else we might see you coming up.
Actually, I'm not into much lately. Mm-hmm. I do some modeling work here and there.
Yeah.
But I've been actually in school, so I'm finishing up being in interior design.
Wow.
So I'm kind of changing gears a little bit, but definitely love acting and am open to it. So, yeah, I'm just kind of letting the wind take me where it wants to blow.
Any chance of using some of that interior design education in the film industry, like production design or set design?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely the direction I want to go to, so you nailed it right on there.
Well, it sounds like a good match, and the film's a lot of fun, and certainly recommend people to check it out. And I appreciate that you spent some time talking to us about it. It's a lot of fun talking to you. It sounds like you got a lot of passion for it, and I appreciate the heck out of that.
Oh, thank you, and I appreciate the interview, and I'm really glad the movie became a success, and I hope you all enjoy.
It certainly has, and thank you very much for your time.
Hi, thank you.
Take